This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Father Rob Sutherland, he's from St. John's Church in Gordon. He served in our own infantry for 20 years. He then returned to the armed forces as an army chaplain for 20 years. And he now runs a program called Warrior Welcome Home, helping our returned servicemen and women. I caught up with him to find out what the role of an army chaplain really involves.
We do all sorts of things, and very much we respond to the needs of whoever we have in front of us. So there's a range of things from leading services and running Bible studies, but also just sitting with people and dealing with the issues that come up, the issues that no one else can really talk to them about.
And even in those peacetime spaces, I feel like there would still be a lot of questions that come up, even as simple as why are we here? Is it okay for us to be operating in an environment that is considered violent at times? Definitely. How did you help answer some of those questions for some of the soldiers?
So the advantage for me is I've had to answer those questions myself. So when I was a Christian infantry officer dealing with the issues of, is it okay for me to train a bunch of good young Australian men to go away and, if necessary, kill in the name of our country, I had to deal with those same questions myself. So that's helped me when I sit down with other people and work through the questions that they've got.
And I've heard you say before, I think you put it really beautifully, that people who've served in the army, they do kind of have what you called soul dents, these things that kind of affect them after what they've seen. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so the term dent in the soul was one that Brigadier Mick Moon, who was the head of corps for the Australian Infantry, said that all of his soldiers, when they'd come home from, in this case, deployment to East Timor, he said everybody comes home with some dents in the soul. And he wasn't saying that everybody comes home with post-traumatic stress or depression, but that everybody comes back somehow affected. And this was the term he came up with, and it's been really useful.
When it comes to Warrior Welcome Home and how it helps people address some of those dents of the soul, how does it operate? What is Warrior Welcome Home?
So Warrior Welcome Home is a Christian response. Dents in the soul tend to come from whatever we believe in. So for some people, they've got their values and their view of the world from school or the media or their family. But we're trying to say, well, actually, there's a God part of this. If you're feeling guilty, if you're feeling betrayed, if your worldview is shattered, if you've lost hope, that God has a voice to speak into this. So we try to give people space in which to work through what God wants to do in healing this, because churches should be pretty good at dealing with guilt, and we should be good at giving hope, and we should be good at helping people if their trust has been betrayed.
It really does help to build reconnection. And I've been to the church at St. John's before, and there's a beautiful chapel that you guys have got there that I think has particular significance to the part that local men and women in Australia played back in World War II, even some World War I, I believe it is. Tell us about that chapel and what's in that space.
So the chapel, which a few years ago was dedicated as the Warrior Chapel, yes, it does. It has the military symbology. It's got the colours of the 18th Battalion from the First World War and the 2nd 18th Battalion from the Second World War, and it's got crosses that were actually erected by those battalions on the battlefield. But what that speaks to the current generation of soldiers is, we've come to a church that understands us. We've come to a church where we feel we belong. Because often we've had great Christian men and women in defence who come back and feel that they no longer belong in church. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just the symbols, it's the things that, you know, the words that are unspoken, where people come and say, okay, I belong here. And that's been part of us breaking through some of the reticence and saying, look, God still loves you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.